it took up so much of my like time and mental space and energy, which I'm fine with because it was something that was so important to me. Mm-hmm. But it really felt like, now that this is out there and the work's been done, I'm like, okay, I can not only get to this like next phase in my comedy life, but I feel like, okay, now I can take the time to date and see what's gonna happen. And I feel like I'm not someone, like, especially over the past, I feel like, year or so, I haven't been closed off to dating. But I have a really hard time with online dating. And then I've just, mm-hmm. I haven't really been in situations, especially over the past, I'd say, like, year and a half, where I'm meeting people. Yeah. And I think part of that is, I think there's a lot of that we don't, like, give ourselves enough credit for everything we went through during the pandemic. And true. I think the isolation of it has sort of done its own number on all of us. And I think even myself, that I've gotten much, I'm someone who used to have to be out all the time, if mm-hmm. not even just partying, just to be out. Even that, like, that I used to have to go to a bar to write somewhere because I didn't want to write at home. I'm now so used to doing everything at home, mm-hmm. even from just like, I'll just sit at home and have a glass of wine and watch a TV show and be yeah. happy, where it's like, no, you got to start like acclimating to society again. Right. You got to get back out there.
But it's like, it's, you're somebody I always think of when I think of like the city and like how hard it is in dating, because you're a little bit older than me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're someone, I'm like, Megan is that positive energy. Such a pleasure to be around. I'm you're funny. You're so nice. To me, you're so friendly. You're beautiful. Like, you're someone I'm like, how the fuck hasn't Megan found anybody? Like, truly, like, you're an example that I'm like, if Megan can't fucking do it, what chance do I have?
Well, I think it's
I'm picking up
bit...
people in the goddamn train.
I think it's amazing. I love his story.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Got a Shoot. I am your host, Erica Spira, and I've got a great guest for you guys this week. But first, if you are listening to us and you want to watch us, go check out our YouTube page, right? The link is in the comments. Find us, Shooters Got a Shoot podcast. We're having a great time. We got a little over 2,000 subscribers, so help your girl out. Hit that subscribe button. Really helps the show grow, and it's a free way you can help us. And also, we have a Patreon, which is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. And we got some extra episodes. I'm back on there doing some extra things. Appreciate you guys joining there. If you got a little cash, helps me pay for the studio, helps me get great guests, helps me hang out with Fonzie every fucking week. you know I love the Fonz. So anyway, guys, that's one way you can help out the show. All right, support for Shooters Gotta Shoot podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, okay? They are best in below-the-waist grooming. They offer precision engineering tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the ultimate hygiene bundle for the man in your life. The performance package featured right here. If you're watching us on video, check this out. Look how nice it is. Look how sleek it is. Look at this. Huh? If you're a New York bitch like me, you like all black. It's got a little case it could sit in. Huh? Look at that. We got a promo code for you if you want to purchase Manscaped. It's SGS for 20% off your order and free shipping. Okay? You can join 7 million other men worldwide who are trusting Manscaped with their precious parts. And this is our exclusive offer for you. 20% off plus free shipping worldwide, also, not just in the US, worldwide shipping. Use our promo code SGS for 20% off and getting that shipping, guys. Manscaped.com. That's Manscaped.com. I'll put it in the description of the show. You could just head on down there, click it, use our promo code, let us know they sent you. And the math they've done on this is there are about 14 million clean-shaved balls because of this product. That's all the men are using this, which, I mean, truly, look how sleek this is. Also, I know this is called Manscaped, but, like, can I be honest with you? I have always used male products for grooming in terms of, like, razors and shaving because they are better. Okay, I hate to say that, but they are better. And the women's stuff is always all pink and shit. And it's just like not my vibe, obviously. You know me. But I know, like, look at this. It's even like nice and quiet. It's almost like a male vibrator in a weird way. But you can use this on your, you know, lady parts as well. I've tested it out. Why not? I just like how sleek it is. Look at that. And they got all this other stuff you can get with it. Let me see. What is this called? Oh, they literally have ball deodorant, which I have never heard of before. But like, let me tell you something. the smell of balls way worse than the hair. We can all agree, right? So get your man or a man in your life some of this ball deodorant, okay? Maybe some hot divorcees that are back on the market. They don't know. They're not from the grooming generation. We are. They also have ball toner. Almost like a little aftershave, I feel like. That's pretty hot. That's pretty sexy. You got a free little pair of underwear with this. What is this called? The performance package? Yeah. Not bad. Little underwear. You got a little charger, little case, different little brush heads. This is very convenient. I like this a lot, honestly. They call it the lawnmower. How fun is that? How fun is that? Mowing the lawn. We're all mowing the lawn. I know. So don't be mad that it's called Manscaped, okay? We don't, you know, it's fucking, you got to sell this stuff, all right? It's literally, for men to buy shit to clean themselves, they need to know it's for men, you know? Like, we all know they need to be like, this is, but it's a manly thing for my balls, you know? Not like, oh, some lady trimmer, which, dumb. And I also feel like, if you're not a ball trim guy, I feel like you could use this on your face easily. But Valentine's Day is coming up. It could be a good gift for your man. Also, because this is something, even if men already have this, something they don't think to replace. You know what I mean? It's like that old pair of shoes they have that are kind of dirty and gross. It's like, just get one to replace for your man. You know? That's what I would do, honestly. Check out manscaped.com, all right? Use our promo code SGS for 20% off. Makes a great gift for someone in your life or yourself. And without further ado, I got to get to my guest this week. Hit it, Fonzie. All right. This comic coming on the show. She was featured in Forbes magazine. Gotham Comedy Live. She's got a Dry Bar comedy special coming out and just dropped an album called This Happy. Put your hands together for my good friend, the very funny Megan Hanley.
Woo! Yes! Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh man, I haven't sat down chair danced in a while. I'm not kidding. This was my move in college.
Really?
I can't even believe I just said that out loud and danced like a lunatic. I would show up to parties sometimes alone because I was pretty social, so I'd know enough people. And then I'd be like drinking on the couch by myself and a song would come on and I would like do full out dance parties just alone on a couch.
Look at you.
So here we are.
I was going to say first guest ever picked Bruce Springsteen as a come on song.
Yes.
Which, if my dad listens, he'll be like, Bruce.
But listen, I mean, your dad's a big fan of mine.
Yes, yes. You guys have such similar interests, yes. Megan. All dads love Megan, truly.
Listen, that's my fan base.
Truly, truly. I did prep you a little bit for the episode of Since Shooters Gotta Shoot. I love to get a shooting your shot story from the guest. Mm-hmm. So do you have any shooting your shot stories? And dating, hit or miss?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah, you know, I do. There's been a couple. I feel like for a while, there was definitely in my 20s, especially early to mid-20s, where you'd always hear like, you know, guys don't want to be your friend. If a guy's your friend, he really is interested in you, which I found out not true. And I've learned that the hard way. Like, I've been like...
Yo, I've also done this of like, I do questions every Sunday and someone this week was like, how to move from friends to relationship? And I was like, it's never worked for me. So when you figure that out, you let me know.
Yeah.
You let me know because it's never happened.
Yeah. I feel like there was a trend happening around, you know, right after college, early 20s, where people seemed to be getting together with people they were friends with. I remember, was it Facebook? I don't even know if Facebook was still very new at that time, but somebody put a quote up somewhere and it was like realizing you're supposed to be with a friend. It was like sitting next to a lamp that was always there, but then suddenly the light is on.
Oh, come on. Come on.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I know who my lamp is. He's been here this whole time. We're such good friends. He never hits on me because he's so respectful.
Let it be known, men don't respect you. No, I'm kidding. He's respecting you. He's not trying to get it.
And there were like several attempts where I tried to like make things happen. And then one time, again, this is someone I was good friends with. So this is when we'd all still like party together and sometimes have like be out at someone's house and then having like a massive like sleepovers kind of thing. Like, drinking,
oh, damn. Okay.
You know, so I forget, there was something where I think we were sharing a bed and he put pillows in between us.
Stop.
Yes. Like, do not even try this. Like, and I was like, meanwhile, I was like, I just was up to see if something could happen. He was like, no, we are friends.
Yeah. You're like, the lamp's on. He's like, one lamp.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, lights out. This is not happening. This is.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah. So I feel like that there was that. And then there was one specific time, which does give me a different point of view on like when you're always like, why can't guys just make a move? And then when you do it yourself, you go, oh, this is so terrifying. It's yeah. so scary.
Yeah, it can be.
This is like embarrassing. So years ago, I used to run a show called Dumbo Comedy, and we used to do it at this bar in Dumbo. And there was, you know, the bartender that worked there, and he was someone that would you be like, oh, Megan, was he in any way interested in you? No, of course not. So I was like a moth to a flame.
expressed no interest.
And there was like right before we stopped doing the shows there, something happened and he was like helping us out. And I felt like there was this moment between us. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, this is interesting. So now this is embarrassing. So the show ends. And this was a phase, I feel like it was almost like my Carrie Bradshaw phase, where I used to go to bars with my computer and just do a lot of writing and like have some drinks and write.
Okay.
So the show ends, and like I had a like we've been doing it for years. Like I knew him for a long time, and I was like, well, we're not doing the show anymore. I was like, maybe I'll just go there with my computer and like have some drinks and write. So I would do that for a while. We'd chat a little bit back and forth, and I was always so intimidated to really like make a move.
Right.
And I couldn't get enough of a vibe. I wasn't sure. So one night he was playing Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska album.
Okay. All right. A Bruce Springsteen story. I'm
yes.
Here. Okay.
Where, yeah, if you're watching or listening, you're like, I don't really know that album. That's correct. It's sort of like a folk album. It's mostly just Bruce solo.
Okay.
It's very kind of sad. Like, so it's like, in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's just very... I'm standing on my own. Like, you feel it.
So and you're like, this motivated me to
make
the move.
Yeah, I'm drinking alone in this bar. He's playing it. I don't even realize. And I go, is this Bruce Springsteen? Right? And he goes, yeah. I go, what album is it? He's like, Nebraska. I'm like, what? So I go, I'm reading Springsteen's like autobiography right now. We talk about it a little bit. So the next time I go in there, and I told him, I think I go, I'll give you the book when I'm done with it. We talk about it a little bit. Next time I'm in there, I'm doing my writing. So I bring the book with me. I have finished it. So in the book, I put my number.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it inside the book in the chapter called Let's Start a Band.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, wrote his name out. I was like,
let's
oh,
start a
Megan.
Band. Let's start a family.
Let's start a
Hello.
Family.
Start a family with me.
And I wrote my number, whatever. And then, you know, he's working. I said, hey, I brought the book.
Okay.
And he like took it, barely looked at it and put it away, like avoided me, which was, I was like, okay. And then I still like stayed, had my drinks. And then I just said goodbye and left, and then I never heard from him.
Never heard from him again.
Nothing.
But did you said to run into him after that?
No, then I just stopped going to the bar.
Oh.
I was like, well, I guess I won't. This is embarrassing, and I will not come in here anymore. And
Damn.
Then that's it. So.
But it's a clever, you're like, it's a non-confrontational way that's like, we can both pretend.
Yeah.
You didn't see it.
Yeah.
We'll pretend.
And I thought he was. From the conversations we had, I thought he actually was interested in the book. And I'm like, so of course, he'll be reading it. It'll be late one night. Then he'll find my number. And it's already a conversation starter. Like, I thought this was like such a great, fun move. And then never heard anything.
Dude, this just reminds me of like, I'm not someone that has like hard dating rules on the show. But something I've learned in my own experience was like, don't buy guys anything before you're dating them.
Yeah.
Like, specifically, like, a random thing like that. Like, you're like, but it's a book. You're like, I already own it. I'll but it's like, I'm going out of my way to bring you this thing.
Yeah.
Unless they're adamantly like, hey, can you bring that book?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've learned, like, nah. Give them nothing.
Also, it was a great book.
Nothing.
I gave up this great book that I would have loved on my mantle. I mean, of course, I have other. This was before Born to Run. This was like another biography that came out.
I was
going
to say,
it's not like, Born to Run. I have that
I bought my dad Born to Run.
Well, of course you did, because me and your dad are buddies.
Yeah. I was like, I'll buy you another one of these books, man. I'll get you a gift.
You.
Put it on your mantle.
Thank you. Let's start a band.
Damn. I know. Yeah. But at least you tried.
I tried.
That's why it's terrifying.
And it was a good lesson where I was like, this is so scary.
Mm.
This is so... Because I would go in each week being like, you're talking to him. You're there.
Yeah.
Just, he's giving you free beers.
Yeah, right? And it's like, oh, you
you're
just want to...
chipping him. It's great. Yeah. Like, just casually throw in. We could do this together somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it.
Well, that's the beauty of New York. It's like, there's so many bars.
I mean,
you blow
out
one bartender, you go next door.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
All right, I don't work here anymore.
Yeah.
I'll just go somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's fine. Because there actually is a trick I read in a book, and it was telling, it was written for women, but I feel like anybody, this is a trick of like, go to a bar by yourself.
Yeah.
And they said to bring a book.
Okay.
But bring a book that's like about kind of something specific. Like they recommended like a place that you would like to travel to.
Okay.
And they said, bring that book and then have like a little notebook with you and be like writing whatever, taking notes. So either of these things, it's like it weirdly gives people an opener.
Right.
To just talk to you.
Okay.
Of like, oh, what are you reading? And also it's like, it's a little out of place. It's not a common move. But most people are in their phones.
Yeah.
So it's like, you reading a book and then, or even just having it out and it's traveling. It's like, oh, yeah. are you going on a trip to this place? And you're like, oh, right. I'm trying to plan one, blah, blah, blah. Just like, yeah. It's a conversation opener. And it's the same thing of the times I've went and like written before a show or something mm-hmm. and was writing in a notebook and not wanted to be bothered, always yeah. was when I would get talked to.
That's interesting.
But it's because it's just like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
On the computer.
You have a notebook out? You have this?
What do you got going on?
Yeah.
I think it was like I would do comedy writing, but other people was like, oh, be writing a letter to a friend
yeah.
or something. Be like, oh, I'm writing this note to my friend, blah, blah. So it's like, I don't know, something interesting. Just gets an open.
I've gone to the complete opposite extreme now where I've gone to bars, especially on a nice night in the summer, like in its outdoor space, it's near my apartment. I've gone on there with my AirPods in. And I just sit there and edit with AirPods in, like, get away from me. I'm sitting up here in public. I'm taking in the ambiance. I see what's happening.
People I'm taking in the ambiance other than your music. Fuck your playlist, though. But I'll have the ambiance.
I'll be outside. So the music's not outside. Within the bar, I feel like occasionally I've done it if I'm really like, do have to get something done.
Yeah.
I've been like, yeah, no, it's at this point I've given up and I'm just here to work.
Yeah, because I was going to say, not that long ago, I had like a bad sinus infection. You know, you're just like clogged up and you realize you can't hear well. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't pop my ears. I was like, shit. So I got out of the habit of headphones all the time in the city. And then I actually recently met this dude and started talking to this dude waiting for the train. Because he asked me for directions. He was like, oh, is this transfer to Union Square? And I was like, yeah. And I just moved. So I'm in this more touristy area.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, are you just visiting or did you move here? And he's like, yeah, I'm moving here. He's like, I'm staying at my brother's place for a month trying to find a place, blah, blah, blah. But we ended up just chatting because I'm like, well, this guy's cute.
Yeah.
I like sit with this man on the train, like chat the whole train ride. He ends up like getting my number. I'm like,
oh my
you know.
Gosh.
I know, which I was like, yo, this never happens. And I'm like, this dude is probably leaving this convo like, oh my God, New York City people, you know, they say they're so mean, but this girl is so nice. And so it's like, nice. Dude, I think you're hot, you idiot. Like, I would, like, I never do this either, but I was like, well, tall, attractive man, new to New York, has no idea how much pussy he can get. I was like, come on.
Yeah, but again, you were friendly, you were nice, and he was reciprocating. This wasn't,
just talked to, like, food spots, kept it simple, da-da-da. But there's still a weird art to, like, you know, like you were being in that guy's vicinity consistently. And I do believe it's like men will make the move eventually. Yeah. But it's like I get impatient a lot of times where I'm like, or I'll just make it.
Right, get an answer.
So even with the train guy, it was like, nice to meet you, little smiley face. Like, okay. And then I'm sitting waiting for my show and I was just like, fuck it. So I sent him, we were talking food spots. I sent him this like pizza place. I was like, I've been dying to try this place. I was like, would you want to go with me?
Screen.
And he was like, yeah, totally.
Oh my gosh. Let's go.
Yeah. So we like went out and had a nice time. But it's a weird thing of second date. I'm like, I'm going to leave that to you.
I want you to
initiate that.
Well,
one.
Because it gets to the point of being like, I'm also not here to be your tour guide of New York.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
it's like, yes, I'm happy to show you the new city, but also I'm interested in more than just showing you.
Right.
The city.
Well, here's an interesting thing of we ended up splitting the bill because Alexis Guerrero's past guest of the show hooked me up with the res here.
Okay.
And he gave me like instructions of like, ask for this guy. He's the GM. Great. Make sure you say hello. He was like, make sure you tip well, cash. I was like, I'll make sure I bring
cash.
Right. Because my reservation was under Alexis's name.
Okay.
So it's like, I am a reflection of my friend
and I'll
be the best guest ever. Right. So I mentioned it on the date of, I was like, I also have to take pictures. I was like, because my buddy told me I got to post.
Yes.
They like it. If you post, you tag.
Yeah.
He was like, totally get it. He was on board. He was like putting the wine glass in the photo.
Oh,
I'm like,
God,
this guy's
okay,
like, okay.
Yeah.
But then I feel like I kind of shot myself in the foot a little. I was like, oh, I brought cash to tip because of the tip. And then the guy immediately was like, I was at least going to split this with you. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, not, I was like, that's not, like, I was like, oh, I wasn't assuming you were not going to tip. I was like, but I was told we might get a free dessert.
Right.
I was like,
right.
So then when it came, we just instinctively split it.
Okay.
And then, but then leaving the date, I was like, oh, was this not a date?
Hmm.
And it was because he's the new in town. He said, he's like, yeah, I don't know too many people yet, blah, blah, blah. So that especially is why I'm like, I'm going to leave it on you to reach out kind of for the next one and whatnot. And I'm like, but I'm already like, oh, you split on the second date.
Well, I feel like it's also tough because he was in a situation where you're like, I'm tipping in cash. And he's like, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, I didn't even know what the bill situation was. He's like, this girl just threw down money. He's like, we got him. She's like photographing things, tagging stuff. And she's like, I got this. And he's like, can I help?
I was holding back because like Alexis gave me like the exact order to order.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I can't take over the whole fucking date, dude. I didn't tell Alexis. I'm like, it's a first date, man. I don't want to be all like, okay, you're here. This is what we're getting. Yeah. Da, da, da. Right. Let me talk to the GM. Let me be the Don of this date. I'm like, because I don't want that energy to be the relationship. Like, but Alexis was indirectly giving me that energy because that's him.
Right.
I'm like, I know you are like that, Alexis. But I'm like, I still want to be like so cute. Like, I don't know. What do you want? Like,
the next date you go on, unless that could be a follow-up thing, be like, hey, whatever. And then you can go, hey, you pick a place kind of thing to him. And then even if he's like, oh, I don't know. But you're like, hey, well, I'm looking to try this type of thing. And then
he did hit me up.
See how that kind of goes.
What's the next spot we should do?
Okay. Okay.
And I pinged it back. I was like, I was like, I picked the first one. Like, what are you thinking? And I even said like any specific cuisine, and he's from West Coast.
Okay.
So he was like, I figured not Mexican.
Okay.
And I would say, or sushi. Even,
Because
it's like the sushi out there is crazy good.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But actually, can we get a male opinion on this quick, Fonzie?
Yeah.
All right, what do you think about the splitting thing? Do you think it was like, he was like, oh shit, this girl, feminism, on a,
I mean, you're going to take it, right?
You're like, what?
No. Any gentleman would be like, insistful to not split.
Right, that's what I thought. But I think, I was kind of like, oh, I think I fucked up on it.
I don't think it's like a fuck up, but he should have just like, taking it as like the nice gesture it is to offer.
Right.
And then be like, no, don't worry. Or just like give the waiter your card and let him like run off before you can split it.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's why,
cool.
I don't know. But he was very insistent I take the leftovers. So that almost mattered more to me. That he was very like, you take
you
it.
You earn this. You put the cash down.
Yeah.
Me and this guy are opposites.
Put the cash down.
Fonzie's like, I would have paid and then taken to go. But I was almost like, okay, he does like me.
But he also, I do also like that, again, I think it was a situation where since you were sort of putting out the cash where he said, I would have at least.
Yeah, I think
split. I think he probably would have maybe been okay paying, but then felt like, maybe he didn't want to insult you, or maybe he thought, oh, she's got this. But, you'll see.
Well, I even felt that way with over tipping. Like he did ask me, he's like 25%. I was like, oh yeah, that's great. And then like I left like more than 25, but I like put it under my receipt because I was like, I don't want this.
Then it seems
like you did not tip it. I was like, fucking. It was one of those. Yeah. You're like, I'm being myself. I'm being natural, and then all of a sudden you're like, fuck.
But I'm also here under instructions.
I know. You're like, but also,
like that's
I will
tough
control
too.
This whole date. I'm so sorry.
Like that's tough. It's not totally. It's not this. We just ended up at this restaurant. Let's see how it goes. And it's also an interesting thing because you did pick the place.
Exactly.
So that's a tough thing too, because you pick the place and then you're like, here's how this restaurant works.
I know.
So he's kind of like, which I don't think in any way makes it like not a date situation. I just think he's just trying to figure out the best way to play it kind of thing.
Yeah. And I very much have told people, I'm like, well, if you're the one that asked the other person on the date, like you got to be at least offering.
Yeah.
And, because it's like, oh, I technically invited you and blah, blah, blah. So whatever. Anyway.
I think, first of all, I think this is very exciting. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, so don't wear your headphones.
Don't wear your headphones.
That's what that long story was about.
No, because there is just something about when we have them in, we're not present in a sense.
I probably wouldn't have heard him.
No.
Because he was above. He didn't even walk down. It's like, the uptown, downtown's very confusing when you move first. And I was like, oh, I would have just walked by this man, not even heard him. Be like, oh, excuse me. I would have just.
Yeah.
Or it's like, no, I don't have a dollar.
Yeah.
It's like, you just wave him off. Like, nope.
Or done the, what? You take the one out and you're like, you're messing with my time here. What do you, even though you're just waiting, it's a, what? It's a different energy, but you're just, I love this.
I took a little advantage. I was like, oh, he's cute. New
yeah.
Bae. I was like, I'll be a little mini tour guide for a second.
This is exciting. And also, if he wasn't in any way interested, there would be no follow up. He wouldn't go out with
That's
you.
What I thought.
I
know, but it's
even
just
if you're
such
new
a...
to a city, you're not going to be like.
Yeah. I did ask like two male friends about it. I was like, can I get your opinion? And they both were just like, you think any man meets a girl in Subway? And they're like, oh, great, a friend I'll hang out with. Like, they were like, no, he's probably interested. They're like, you think he wanted to have a whole dinner with some random chick he met on the subway?
Right.
I was like, that's a valid point.
Well, then also, how did you feel like, was it just the date itself?
Yeah, it was good nice. Time.
Yeah, it's great. Nice time. That's great. Yeah, I love it. Exactly. This is exciting.
It's a little bit nerdy, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Like I love that. Yeah, I mentioned the pod and I was like, oh, do you like any podcasts? He was like, oh yeah, history ones.
Okay.
And apparently he listened to something about, it was entirely about Rome and the history and how it was built. And it was like 200 hours worth. Great. I was like, wait, all of Rome or like a history podcast? He's like, all about Rome.
This
and
guy
I was
like, is, he's, a we good, are. He's committed. He's committed.
But I was like, we're a little different on that, but good for you. But good for you.
That's
you got
good,
interest.
Though. He's,
you got interest.
He follows through.
Yeah. He's like, what's your podcast about? I was like, you know, I was like, it's a comedy podcast. I don't think you'd like it. It's not really educational anymore. It used to be. And then I got tired of reading. So now me and my friends being like, how'd you fuck up your love life, Megan?
Yeah.
But one thing I was telling you about a little while ago was essentially you were like kind of somebody that's taken like the breaks from dating and then tried to like be back in it. I don't know. How are you feeling right now in life?
Yeah, I feel like, for me, and I know this is not, I'm not bringing this up because it is out with my album. It's like, it took up so much of my like time and mental space and energy, which I'm fine with because it was something that was so important to me. Mm-hmm. But it really felt like, now that this is out there and the work's been done, I'm like, okay, I can not only get to this like next phase in my comedy life, but I feel like, okay, now I can take the time to date and see what's going to happen. And I feel like I'm not someone, like, especially over the past, I feel like, year or so, I haven't been closed off to dating, but I have a really hard time with online dating. And then I've just, I haven't really been in situations, especially over the past, I would say, like, year and a half, where I'm meeting people.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is, I think there's a lot of that we don't, like, give ourselves enough credit for everything we went through during the pandemic. And I think the isolation of it has sort of done its own number on all of this. And I think even myself, that I've gotten much, I'm someone who used to have to be out all the time, if not even just partying, just to be out. Even that, like, that I used to have to go to a bar to write somewhere because I didn't want to write at home. I'm now so used to doing everything at home, even from just like, I'll just sit at home and have a glass of wine and watch a TV show and be happy, where it's like, no, you got to start like acclimating to society again. Right. You got to get back out there.
But it's like, it's, you're somebody I always think of when I think of like the city and like how hard it is in dating, because you're a little bit older than me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're someone I'm like, Megan is that positive energy. Such a pleasure to be around. I'm
Thank
like,
you.
You're funny. You're so nice. To me, you're so friendly. You're beautiful. Like, you're someone I'm like, how the fuck hasn't Megan found anybody? Like, truly, like, you're an example that I'm like, if Megan can't fucking do it, what chance do I have?
Well, I think it's
I'm
a
picking
little
up
bit
people on the goddamn train.
I think it's amazing. I love his story.
I'm not just making eye contact with anybody.
You're
I'm
not
like,
picking them up off the train. You're picking them up. I'm waiting for the train. You know, it's a good thing. I think it's a combination of one, my own sort of, I think I'm someone that's very extroverted, but also very introverted. And I have a very hard time opening up to people on like who I let kind of into my life. I have a really hard time with that. Whereas in groups and getting to know people, it's great. But when it's really one-on-one, I feel like my initial reaction to everyone is like, no. And then I've only recently realized that's just like my anxiety and my instincts. And it's not the actual person. Like, my instincts just like, no, I'm protecting myself. I'm fine. And what's good and bad about that is now I'm realizing that. So you kind of can go, all right, take a step back. But what's bad about that is sometimes I do find myself in situations where I go, no, your instincts are right. Like, get away from this person. Like, this person's not right for you.
Okay.
And now you're giving them extra chances because you're blaming yourself for it. So it's kind of trying to like figure out that fine line. But I also, like, since you mentioned, oh, you're fun, you're bubbly, all those things, I found out when guys say to me, you're so fun, I'm like, I'm never going to see them again.
Oh, interesting.
It's like my fun or bubbliness, or when I'm really like, I like this person, we're having a great time, instead of that being like, I don't know what it is, but there's something about it that they go, oh my God, she's great. And then you must be so fun at weddings, this and that. And you're like, yeah, and we're having fun. And then there's something about that that just sends people the other way.
That's
which
so interesting.
I don't know.
And you said, like, you know, if you don't mind me mentioning your age. So you're 41 now.
41, yeah.
So you were reflecting with me of like looking back on like how you used to date and how you used to like think about things and your anxiety, and you would like kind of spiral.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly the question to ask to lead you to this, but I was like,
oh no, yeah.
What big difference would you say is between
definitely
30s
like,
now?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like 20s, I was just sort of like a maniac and was totally not even like aware and be like, I don't have time for anything and just go, go, go and party hard and go hard. You know, and a lot of people are like that in their 20s. I feel like sometimes I get on myself and I'm like, that's what your 20s are for. It's everybody's sort of a lunatic.
Or the advice of like, just live your life and people will come through. I feel like I genuinely did that in my 20s.
Yeah. Because
I was not worried. I wasn't pressed for time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I didn't really care if I had a relationship or not. So I was like, someone comes through, comes through. But it's like, I look at those relationships in my 20s and none of them were quality at all. It would be like me getting dicked around because you didn't know any better.
Which I have to even say, like, so we're like about like 10 years apart, is that you and like your generation is already like so many like light years ahead of us. I just already see it. Like, I see it in that I don't think I can watch like The Bachelor or Bachelorette anymore because I'm watching 26-year-olds have more emotionally charged conversations than 40-year-olds.
Oh, interesting. It's from that angle.
Yeah, like angle where I'm watching this going like, our people are saying things like, I appreciate you. Mm. I can't be with you, but here's why. I understand you. Yeah. And I'm like, I have literally been with people that I'm in my late 30s, they're in their 40s, and they say things like, well, nice meeting you, after like being very intimate. And then you're like, was that it? Was that the end of it? I'm not sure. And then they do this slow goodbye where they're around, but they're not around. And then they just fade away. And you watch like a show like The Bachelor, and it's like, look at these kids talking it out.
Yeah, right? Like, I know. If anything, it's like the new Bachelor seasons, like the contestants will choose to leave.
Yes,
they choose. The old one were just like, I guess I'm just in this competition, whether I really want this man or not.
Right.
I'm staying.
Yeah, I remember seeing the preview for like the last, and they were like, the most dramatic episode of The Bachelor. And I was like, two boomers? I was like, these are just young people talking about how they feel. And like, it didn't work out, but now they kind of know it might not work out. And people actually say, I'm not ready for marriage on the show, but I want to date you, which is responsible. Like, it's, I don't know. It's interesting. But I feel like in my 30s, the big thing was like, I feel like heading into the pandemic, I was definitely like just spiraling. Like, I wasn't in a good place mentally. I also wasn't in a good place physically, but like didn't really realize that. I was like very anemic. I didn't know it. And like those things can really offset each other. A lot of the symptoms of that are bad. You don't have all your blood and all of that, you know, muscle recovery. Yeah, you're not getting the proper oxygen. So it's like, it was a combination of getting that stuff under control. And then pandemic hits, we have all the time in the world. And I was already interested in meditation and stuff like that beforehand. And then I got like really into that combined with like some therapy during the pandemic that really just helped. I don't want to say it changed my life, but it has slowed things down that I feel like now, even though I haven't been successfully dating, the dates that I've gone on, even though they haven't worked out in the past, what I would do is I'd go out with someone. If it didn't work out, I'd spiral into being everything I've done wrong. And now it's like the people I've dated since, I go, all right, well, I can see why this isn't working. Let me send a direct message of sort of what I need for this to work out. They can't reciprocate. I get it. It's still a bummer because it was a waste of time, but also I'm not putting that on myself. Whereas in the past, I would put it on myself and then I'd obsess about it. And then it'd make it all about like, but what else could I have done? And it almost reach out to them more instead of just going, just stop. It's not going to work. Yeah, this person doesn't want to be with you.
This is a common female trait.
Yeah.
Is thinking like, what did I do
wrong?
What did I do? What could I have done better?
Yeah.
You know, was I not attractive enough? Was I not this enough? Like, God, I mean, I'm not a super anxious person, but I have that. I feel like I have that a little bit after every breakup.
Yeah.
A little bit. And part of it is reflective.
Yeah.
Which is good. Where you're like, okay,
I think so.
Was I doing anything or, you know, what about this relationship was good? Right. What was bad? What do I want in my next one?
Yeah.
But it is so hard of that blame.
It's so hard. And it's so hard to kind of step out of it. And it's also one of those things that up till now, again, the dating I've been doing hasn't gotten to anything really serious. So I'm curious to see how that will work when I'm really in it more. If I'll notice if this is a good thing, if it's not going well, I'm hoping I'll be able to speak up for myself more, know more of what I want, have like better boundaries instead of in the past. Somebody would treat me in a way that I shouldn't have stood for, or even if it was something just simple as someone like doing that fade away where they're just suddenly not around. And again, I would respond by giving them more.
Yeah.
And what would that cause? It would cause them to pull away more. And then I'd try to give more, or I'd make it seem to them like I didn't care anymore. But I would obsess in my mind.
Yeah.
I'd go over every detail. I'd think about the date, conversations we had. Again, what I could have done differently to finally realize nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
There could have been a few things that could have settled some things, but not that person didn't want to be with you.
Right, which is a tough pill to swallow sometimes.
You know, you weren't meant for each other. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I was talking to you earlier about, like, I weirdly have been attracting more people in real life currently. Mm-hmm. I've literally had, like, 3 men from real life recently, which has not happened to me in years. And I fucking hate this always happens when my life becomes chaos. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is it, quote, my energy is, like, truly not caring, truly not thinking about it, and it's I have this free flow energy? Or is it like, oh, these people are kind of attracted to the fact that since I have chaos, since I'm so busy, it's like, oh, my, they think maybe my expectations of them will be lower as opposed to someone who's like, I'm available every Saturday and I would like it to spend it with you, or like whatever. In those early stages, you're a little like, like with the guy that's just moved here, it's like, oh, is it kind of like, oh, this girl's a comedian, she's busy most nights. Like, he could be standing there being like, cool, I could be going out with multiple women. How would she even know? You know? Like, I have a website of like, I'll know what neighborhood she's in, and I can just make sure I have dinner in a different neighborhood and she won't run into me. Like, I don't know. You have no idea. But it's like frustrating where I'm like, how come the times where I'm like, oh, I really feel ready and I feel shit steady and like, oh, I'm having those like days or nights where I'm like, oh, this is the time I would really love to spend this with someone. And I'm frustrated. I don't have anybody.
But I don't know, so when I'm around you, even around you right now, I don't think there's like a chaotic energy around you. I think you're just someone who's busy, you have your priorities lined up, and again, you're not necessarily looking for someone right now because you know you have all these things going on,
right?
Which is kind of great that all of a sudden someone was presented to you. And fucking from universe. How you're handling it, it seems very you know, it's not like a crazed situation. You're not like being like, oh, Megan, I don't know, I'm very chaotic right now. And you're like, I met this guy at 2 a.m. Then he texted me at 4. Yeah. Then he showed up at 6 a.m. And we said, let's have a drink. And then we like, what you're telling me is not chaotic. It's actually very much, you do know what you want. You have your priorities in order and you're busy, which is a great thing. And then someone has stepped into your life that we'll see, could compliment it.
Yeah, right. Which is there's a looming of like a moving to L.A. situation that.
Sure.
I like left LA being like, God, I've gotten XYZ signs. I've gotten several signs. Yeah. I definitely should go. I literally on a fucking episode was like, oh, it's very clear I need to move here. Yeah. I just have to figure out like when is my exact date.
Yeah.
And I went into this new year being like, okay, my lease is up end of April, probably April. I got my landlord let me break my lease. She got, well, is that a sign to leave?
Yeah.
Then it's like, now I'm working the Comedy Cellar. It's like, they've been booking me a good amount. And I'm like, well, that feels like a sign to stay. Then it's like, here's a guy on a train. You're like, God damn it, universe. It's like, stay in one lane. Like, that's the part I feel chaotically. Is it's like, people are like, are you moving to LA? I'm like, yes. They're like, when? I'm like, don't know yet.
Yeah.
Get back to me.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly. And I have a room that someone has that they're like, here you go. You could have it whenever you want. I'm like, it's almost worse you're saying whenever I want, because that's also not pushing me. Right. Like, it's a, I don't know. That's the part that feels chaotic. But
well, I think with that is, maybe that's just because you're like, you're the thing you're looking for is like, where's that sign for LA? Where's that sign for LA? I feel like just decide what you want to do. Make that
choice. That's what's so hard though.
But I'm just like, say, where do I want to be? Take the other things out and go, where do I want to be living?
I got to join your meditation group. Maybe that's what it is.
She's been away. It's been rough.
Come on. Let me join.
I feel like it's a lot of you just getting to that. You know, write out a list. Lists always help.
See, people always fucking say that, but I'm like, the list does not help me. The list, like, there's no clear. They both have pros. They both have cons.
Write out a negative list. Write out all the negatives. And then go, even still with those negatives, this is where I'd want to be. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Well, honestly, this sounds fucked up. But the comedians I know that they're like, listen, I have been depressed in New York. And I have been depressed in L.A. And let me tell you, I'd rather be depressed in L.A. Like, it was a weird. They were like, at least I have sunshine. At least I have that. Like, they were like, being depressed in both places made me be like, OK, L.A. is more my vibe.
OK.
And maybe other people, it's the other way. Because it's something of like, I heard this someone saying like, in L.A., everyone's depressed, but everybody hides it. Okay. In New York, it's like everybody's depressed and miserable and everybody talks about it. That's very like people, but then New York is the weird, they're almost mad if you're not depressed. Where like LA is kind of maybe a little more the fake, like, no, we're all doing great.
It's
like, no.
Well, I think it's also one of those things, depending if you feel stuck, you go, well, then that'll be the answer, you know? And I feel like trying to figure out if that's it where you go, I'm so stuck in New York, LA is the answer. But listen, since you've said you felt stuck in New York, what has happened? All these great things have happened.
That's the part that's fucking with me.
So,
you asked me 3-4 months ago, I was like, oh, I gotta go.
I've gotta
go. Like, I'm stuck, nothing's happening. And now I'm like, now shit's happening.
Yeah.
And I actually did make kind of a deal with the universe. I talked about this on my Patreon privately, being like, listen, I was like, all right, universe. I was like, send me a person. I made it actually about like love and relationships. I was like, if you send me a person, that would make me stay in New York.
Okay.
Because I was like, I don't have a thing that's making me stay.
Yeah.
However, and then like, you know, just literally working the cellar alone, you're like, fuck. You're like, it feels like it's so great of like the people I've met. It's like so nice to see friends again. It's like made me love comedy again in a way that I like was doubting it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I missed like, you know, Kaylin Palufo. Yeah. I was like, we're both busy. We're both doing shows, but it's so nice. Like we both do shows here now.
Right.
So now I get to sit and like talk to you for 20 minutes. Yes. And that's the part that like, I'm almost like, do you like this part more than the performing? It's like sometimes I do.
It's
I'm not
all
gonna
a part of it. Yeah. It's all a part of it.
It makes it just feel less like lonely.
Yeah. I also think there's something, this is something we had talked about in my meditation group, where I'm always been so frustrated with comedy stuff. And she recently advised me, she goes, all that stuff you're always working on and it's going to work out and whatever, that kind of thing. But she goes, I think actually what you start putting focus on your personal life. And she's like, I think you're someone who's said, I can't have those things till I get to this next thing. And she's like, and I think actually if you shift the focus, the other thing is going to come around.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is something where you clearly said the sign is a person. But while you're focusing on that person, all these other things are happening.
Yeah.
And maybe the sign is a lot of people. Maybe the sign is all the people you're hanging. Like, again, whatever community, like being in at a community and being around comics and being able to hang is so important.
It is. Yeah. So I know.
You also know. It's the kind of thing where New York and LA, a lot of people do a little bit of both. You know, it doesn't have to be a permanent thing either way.
I know. So that's why I'm like, that's what I've been thinking. Like, maybe it's, you know, you come back here 2 weeks here and there.
Yeah.
Stay with a friend, stay, you know, at my grandpa's or some shit.
Yeah. But you also have released till the end of April, you said?
No, I got out of it.
You got
she
out
She let
of
me
it.
Break it, no fee. So okay. Now I'm staying with a friend for two months.
Oh, got it.
And it's something I was like, well, I know for sure I'm here 2 months and.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll figure out my next move after that. Like, that's kind of all I left it at. I was like, we'll see from here.
I think try to be chill. Yes, I think just totally see within the next, just be open to whatever over the next, especially 6 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Just be really open to going, I'm not sure. And open, be honest in saying, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Let's just see what keeps coming up.
Well, because it's nice having this comment with you because I feel like any New York comic I talk to, they're like, why the fuck would you leave? And every LA comic is like, yeah, come here. What are you doing?
Listen, Erica.
They're like, what's your ceiling in New York? And I was like, I don't know. Leave me alone. or whatever. But
yes, I'm giving all this advice, but I'm also like, this is just for me. I don't like LA. I don't like
it. I'm one of the few that I'm like, I have liked
it.
Yeah,
so exactly. You just have to figure out what.
But I
also,
think it's because I always see it as temporary.
Yeah.
Even if I moved, I'd be like, all right, now your move is figure out how long are you really going to stay
here. Right. And I also know that I would also move out there if an opportunity presented itself.
Exactly.
Like if something happened. I've always sort of felt that way. To me, it's always felt like a road gig. And I'm like, and if I booked a gig out there for whatever amount of time.
Yeah. You're like, I'll make it
work. You know,
obviously.
Our families are from East Coast. So it's not like we wouldn't be coming back and forth.
Right.
But yeah, I'd be open to that too. If something happened and all of a sudden this is going to happen, you're going to be like, Meg moved to LA.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, Megan just manifested it on my pod and like, she fucking took my empty room that I had lined up and she took my car and she
Erica,
just took everything
stay in
from
New York.
Me.
The universe is telling you to stay in New York because I've got this place right now. I took your place.
I took your place in LA. I took all your spots.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, I was going to say, like, I was curious if like dating in the city for so long, has it ever made you consider moving somewhere else?
I feel like I wish that comedy, I mean, people are doing more of it, like over in Europe. Like, if I was able to really move to like a different country for a while and like really do stand up.
Interesting. Okay.
Just because it's, and again, this is also something I have no experience with this, just in my mind.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd just be such a different thing. I feel like I am, especially dating wise, just up for some, like a shock treatment, like putting your body in cold water and somewhere new and something changing. Because I know dating in New York is so hard, even from friends of mine. I had friends that went through divorces during the pandemic and have been in relationships since because they are in the suburbs. And when they're dating, people are really dating. And people also like are also looking for a partner.
Yeah.
Whereas when I explain that I'm on the same dating apps and I'm going out with guys that can't get to a second date.
Yeah.
And especially like I'm not like someone that even if I connect with you, especially because you're still like a stranger on the first date. If we have a decent first date, I'm like, well, that wasn't terrible. I'll go out with again. But I'm not someone that really like hooks up on the first date. And then you kind of realize right away, oh, that's all that guy was looking for. Because we had a decent enough time. We can't even go to a second date.
Yeah. No, I've gotten that too of like all the time. People are like, what? The first date was so fun. Why didn't I get a second? And I'm like, well, you probably naturally gave the vibe and impression of you wanted more than just a hookup situation, which fine. Good for you.
Yeah.
It's like that guy probably read that and was like, okay, I wanted just to have like a fling.
Yeah.
That's not what this person wants, and I'm not going to get that from them.
Yeah.
It's like, so if anything, it's like, it's a good thing they're not
it is.
Bothering you for the second date.
No,
and then I'm like, don't be surprised when he pops up 3 months later and goes,
yeah,
how
yeah,
you been?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, he'll probably try again.
Yeah,
he'll
yeah,
probably
yeah.
try.
Yeah.
He'll throw it in there and try. Yeah.
Which, by the way, during the past 2 years, I have, like, I feel like when we went into lockdown, it's like everybody kind of came out of the woodwork because we were all like locked down.
Oh, for sure.
So it was kind of amazing.
I did that to people.
Yeah, people.
Were you crazy?
Oh, yeah. People, we reconnected.
We both tried to fuck the same guy. Remember that?
We did?
Yeah. Remember, I kept running into him, and then I struck out.
Oh, my God.
And then I mentioned him to you. I was like, maybe you could hit him up because you knew him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
And I literally was like, maybe you try. And you were like, you tried to fuck me years ago. Maybe. And then you went and tried.
Fail.
I mean, your version of trying was much less than mine.
No, fail.
Which literally, to quote, I remember I almost invited him to like hang out. He like met my friends and I for drinks, and I will never forget of like, he sent me a text and he was like, hey, sorry if I was like weird about what XYZ. And I was like, yeah, I actually almost was like going to invite you up because we were near my apartment.
Yeah.
And then he literally said, oh, you must be pretty desperate if you were going to invite me up. And I was like, oh, I was like, you are correct. You are correct. And I will never try that again. I was like, that was pretty bad. And then that's when I was like, Megan, you try.
Both failed.
But yeah, out of the woodwork, people.
Yeah. It was a combo of when I got some closure on situations, because I had some people pop back up that I was actually able to, one, we'd have like some little back and forth that were kind of fun, and then some like, you know, whatever. And then there were situations where I kind of was like, all right, I have to, this person can no longer actually be, you know, this is not helpful. This is not good. And there were other people where things had happened when we were hanging out and that I wasn't really sure of the story. And then I was like, hey, so what went on with this girl thing? And then we just flat out talked about it. And I was like, I feel so much better. I was like, mystery solved. Like, I had the information and now I get it more. Mm. And then I did text somebody during the pandemic and it felt so good. I sent we were back and forth, and this is someone that I had been previously involved with. And now, you know, we're all like locked down and stuff. And he kept like trying to get with me during the pandemic. And I was kind of like, nah, whatever. I just didn't like want to go down that road. And then I kind of was like, all right. I kept being like, all right, my roommates are away. He like bailed on me so many times. And once it was like twice in one day, and he was kind of sorry. And it was like this message. And then I just sent back, do not contact me again.
Yeah.
Like out of like him being like, hey, and like, then I unfriended him on like all social media. And it felt so like, it felt so amazing. Amazing. Yeah. You know, he's like, I didn't know the second wave was coming, but still.
Yeah. No, but it's true. Like, good. But that's a thing you're just like, you know what? I've been jerked around like this before.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
And it felt great.
You're like, even just to fuck you, this is not worth it.
No, like, the psychological. And again, I have a hard time even like get, I'm not like a hookup person, but it was more like, you know what? Like, go for this.
Yeah.
It's been a while. You deserve this. You
I got
get
a horny
whole,
feeling.
This whole like, just go for it.
See, this is always like, when I feel like, dudes, fuck it up. I'm like, finally, I go, I'm horny.
Yeah.
I would like to just have sex.
Yeah.
And it's they always got to do something, where I'm like, why are you blowing this, man?
Something dumb.
Yeah.
Like, this was like about, like, I'm waiting for someone to go to the gym. And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Waiting? Oh, what a bullshit excuse.
It was so ridiculous.
Oh, come on. Come work out here.
Yeah.
You know?
Come on.
We do have to wrap in a few
minutes.
Oh, my
God. This is flying
by. I know. This has been so fun. So I am curious.
Yes.
Since you've been in the dating game for a minute, is there any dating advice that you really, really hated? And then any advice that you really, really liked and found helpful for you?
I feel like the best advice is really, one, to be honest and be direct with people you're dealing with. I am also someone who was overly accommodating to people to a fault, where I'd be annoyed at people's behavior. And then sometimes I'd go back and look at the messages I sent them. And I'm like, you let them act this way. You were annoyed, like furious, but you didn't text them. You were bothered. You acted casual. You acted like the cool chick and everything was breezy, and they're
energy.
Responding to that. And you can't really be angry. Like, that's what you're getting in return. So I feel like the clearer you are with your intentions, with what you want, you know, and not doing it in a harsh way, just being like, here's where we're at, or here's what I need. I think it doesn't waste people's time, which is the best thing. I'm trying to think dating advice. I mean, I feel like so many people have given random advice. I'm trying
so you
to think
like,
of like one
that.
Thing.
Well, I was gonna say there's power to basically being like, I'm also like, don't lecture anybody. It's like, I don't need to send you a paragraph. All you need to do is go, you know what, this is really not working for me.
Yeah.
You know, clearly you got a lot going on, or like, I'm just not a priority.
Yeah.
And you're like, best of luck. And that always makes people be like, oh, wait. And I'm like, No, that's, you already showed me.
Yeah.
Like, but now I'm like, you want to come back over here? You got to come back hard. Yeah. With some real fucking energy and like, give me something.
Yeah.
Something good, you know?
A response, this isn't really dating advice, but a response that I don't like is, and this usually happens after, it's usually with like, sometimes a male comic that I'm like, nothing's happening between us. He's usually a married male comic that I'm a female, and he'll just start talking to me about a problem that he has going on in his life, and I'll help him out with it. And then he'll just go, why are you single? Like, you're so great. And then I just go like, and even if I try to just blow off the conversation or just kind of go, you know, whatever. And this happens, all the people go, oh, too picky. And you're like, fuck you. First of all, this should be the pickiest thing I am picky about.
Yeah, no,
so
valid.
You know what? Like, this is someone who's, especially because I'm, my time is very valuable.
Yeah.
And, but it's also like, oh, I think you're thinking that, and I get it. They're trying to give me a compliment. Like, they're thinking all these guys are coming at me. And I'm like, no, not you, not you, not you. I'm like, no, I'm not in a situation that I'm getting hit on a lot. And then the people that are, it's not working out. And then that causes me to retract even more and date less people.
Yeah, you don't know that, like, I have given most of these guys a date at least or some time to talk to them and be like, okay, maybe this would be somebody, you know. And you have a joke about this where you're like, I don't care if you're bald. I don't care if you're this. Like, the joke is you're like, you know, I'm worried about what healthcare do you have.
Yeah,
like, it's a joke, but it's true. You're like, I'm fucking open-minded.
No, my divorce dad joke, which is like just like a fun joke, but it really came from me being like having all these conversations with these nice conversations with guys that are married that were like, you're amazing. Like, you should be with someone. And I was like, I guess I'm going to get somebody second time around.
I have a few friends that are my age, 31, and they're like, I feel like at this point, I'll get the second time
I'll
around.
I'll get the
guy.
Second time around. And
I'm
going to
be the stepmom. And they go, fine.
And I
like,
love,
as long as he's a good man,
great.
Fine. They're like, I don't care.
Right. I'd love to be the stepmom. And then even like the health insurance thing has come out of days where I'm like so low looking at being like, I'm this age. This is how much money I'm making. I'm still freaking out about healthcare. I'm like, maybe there's a system I can just jump into. That just hasn't been opened up yet.
System I can just jump into, which would be just marrying a fireman because of those benefits, baby.
Great benefits.
Yeah, they do have great benefits. Don't knock it.
Nice pension.
Actually, there's a fireman mixer coming up.
Really?
In Tribeca,
Let's go.
I'm probably going.
I'm going.
My friend is dating a fireman. She made the last mixer.
Great.
She's like, it's a different location. It'll be different guys.
Great.
She's like, go. I was like, why not? I went once.
I'll go.
A couple numbers.
I'll go.
Or if we don't, we'll just be like, we'll just drink with some
hot
firemen.
Oh my gosh. We'll drink with firemen. I would
my
totally
perfect,
go.
Perfect counterpart.
And also it's one of those things. So my sister's husband is, he's in the Marines, but he's in the reserves now. And he's a fireman. And she said to me this once, and I was getting frustrated about dating stuff. And she goes, Megan, why don't you make a list of everything you don't want and see if that person walks in the room? She goes, do you think I want to be married to a fireman? You know, because she's like, you know, the there's the good side of firemen, but that reputation of like the playboys, the partiers, and especially when you're younger, those guys are around more. But then usually when firemen do get married, they are like amazing husbands.
Because they know how to cook and clean.
Yeah,
and shit.
She's like, but she.
They force them in that house. It's like some military shit, but for being a housewife. Kinda.
Right. But she's like, you know, she's like, sometimes it's like what you're not expecting shows up and you go, this is my person. This is what works.
Hilarious.
And my brother-in-law's amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
He's the best.
I know. Come with me. Yeah, it's like, everybody, come to the fireman mixer.
Come to the fireman
mixer. Let's all get health insurance. It'll be a great time.
Listen, these guys are always at the grocery store.
I
see them in groups. They're in their uniform.
Yeah, they always are.
Oh my gosh. I tried to help them pick out cheese once, and I was like, I'm getting too turned on by this situation.
Yeah, I think that's a great move.
They were all in their like uniforms and they got the list out and they're like, what's a Asiago? And I was like, I think you're looking for the fancy cheese section.
Like,
they were like, by cheddar.
And I was like, which Italian is cooking for you tonight? Yeah. You're looking for Asiago cheese.
Yeah.
I know, I've seen the little crew, but it's like, they usually are these like big dudes.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is intimidating. I'm very bold, but I'm like, the group of firemen at the store, I'm like,
it's a lot.
Can I talk to them?
Yeah.
No.
It's.
Can I?
I help with the cheese situation, and then I like moved on because I'm like, unless they say something else.
You gotta just know enough info. You gotta be like, oh, which one of you are cooking tonight? Like something cute like that.
Oh, that's good.
My
friend
negs dudes at the grocery store. This is her move.
Oh,
she goes specifically to the Tribeca Whole Foods.
Okay.
She's like, I'll go usually Monday or Tuesday night. She goes, I'll just dress cute, walk around with a basket. And she's like, she like negs their choices. I was like, I wouldn't do that. But I was like, but I respect your hustle.
Oh my gosh.
And she's like, it works. She's like, they're out, you know? She goes, that's a guy. Right? That's a guy. She goes, kind of a homebody, likes to cook, you know, get some food. You know what I mean?
Like, I like that.
I know. I was like, not a bad move.
Not a bad move.
Just go walk around Whole Foods, everybody.
I want to see the version of like the workers that are like, she's here again. She's here again. She's got a basket with nothing in it. She's got a basket with nothing in
it. Yeah. She's always here in her fucking heels walking around in that basket.
They're like letting her know. They're like, he's got a wedding ring. He's got a wedding ring. Not for you. Not for you.
Which is another funny thing of like dating. Sometimes we're like, oh, you can meet people in the wild. I'm like, oh, I'm the worst of, I'm like, when's the grocery store not crowded? And that's when I go. And it's like, no, Erica, go on that busy Sunday.
That Sunday.
Ask questions, you know? Bump your card into somebody. Do something, you know what I mean?
Like, NFL playoffs, the Giants, can you believe it?
Yeah. Just walk around and be like, this seems like a fire hazard. You look around, you're like, anybody? Anybody?
The roof.
Isn't this a problem? We should report it. Anything.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This is so fun. I know. I know. I made the show. Not that it's never been fun, but I have been having a great time on the show.
Great time.
With truly no format anymore. We do TikTok sometimes. Send us your TikToks if you're watching. Or anything about dating, it's fun to debate with the guests. But when I have someone like Megan, I don't need them. Anyway, check out her new album, This Happy. You can stream it wherever you stream albums, and you can also buy it, which helps my girl out.
Yeah.
So, and follow Megan at
the Megan Hanley, and at the Megan Hanley on all social media.
And she's Megan MEGHAN, like a true Irish.
Thank you.
All right. And you can follow us at Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod. You can follow me at Sparica with two A's. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Ooh, bye.